Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
You, again, before I get started, the disclaimer, I don't do it all the time, but again, I do my podcast spontaneously, but the disclaimer is this Tablet podcast is not intended to target anyone directly, but it is truthful. It is a podcast in our firm. It's not intended to violate the law or defame anybody, but I cannot defame, but I can mention who it is because my experiences are true. But it is PG-13. It's not intended to violate the law. Pardon me, I had to call. All through my life, I don't know, I feel I have a bad karma of attracting crazy, insane people, even when I was a child, you know. And it had a profound effect on me, you know, because when I was a child, 2, 3, 4 years old, these children were making fun of me, and I didn't even know them why. Or to when I was 19, I was on the bus, I looked normal, and all these high school children started making fun of me, and I didn't know why. I got, you know, through my life, I thought, is everybody on this planet insane? But, you know, what it is that some people are cruel and some people have mental health issues. And they do. Today, and this has happened quite a few for the last 2 decades. But today I was in my condo. And I overheard a conversation. Now I can hear, you know, the walls are thin, you know, it's just, my window was open, and some neighbor was saying she was going to look at my condo and sell my home and saying crazy things about me looking at my home and saying I didn't own a home, which is all delusions and lies, you know. As I told you, the people got mental illness. When I was outside, I had made a complaint to the police because someone threatened me from outside, you know, who I didn't know. And I talked to the HOA about it and, you know, to be safe. But I can't deal with when this morning I overheard these people coming over to the condo. I was inside, outside, talking about me, saying they listening to my conversations, you know. And that is crazy. You know, saying they can listen. And we do know that if they can, and you know what? I'm going to say this honestly. I suspect they might be. They may be. I don't have proof to that. So I can't go to the police department and tell them that someone was peeping in my home, even though it may be happening, because I don't have proof. I had to get evidence. I did tell the police that they should investigate the building to see if there's anything on the roof or any other allegations, because while there's no proof, there is a possibility when people gossip, because we know what the laws are, you know, because if, you know, if they are, which they may be in the building and outside, as I told you before, that's a violation. There's a California law of voyeurism. Now, I took a law class and I talked to lawyers. It is against the law, even if you're living in a condominium. Condominium cannot make its own decisions. Can Peeping Tom, you could get is a misdemeanor offense. You can go to jail for it to spy on or take pictures of someone in a private area without that person's consent. A conviction could be up to 6 months in jail and fines up to $1,000. I said this several times. It got to the point where I kept repetitiously saying the same thing to the HOA or saying things that while I heard and what I saw was correct, these people have made up stories about me saying I was not well and to bring up these allegations, and everything I said was true. It is wrong. I'm not going to back down from something that I honestly saw and heard, and have some people lie about it to cover up their psychosis. It is against the law. You know, the private area is a bedroom, bathroom, living room. These hoodlums come over to press my buttons. They get, outside there was a bunch of cops covered the street up arresting somebody not too long ago. So this is not that safe of an area. You can check it up on the California Penal Code. Is a misdemeanor offense. You can go to jail for it, no matter what, if you live in a condominium or not, if you don't live here or not, or apartment or whatever, or if you have a house, or if you're a owner or renter. There is also California laws on taping people's conversations. I studied law because I had some bad experiences. With criminals throughout my life. I don't know why I attract the crazies. I don't want to attract crazy people to me. My skin color, I guess maybe that perhaps that is, because this is dangerous to be a black man in America. It is so dangerous. If you ain't dealing with a white supremacist, someone who's targeting me for racism, that's what I experience, or I'm dealing with some black-on-black crime or some other type of crime simply because of the way I look, or maybe it's the way I act. But I am very rational. Everything I said in this podcast is true. I don't have no illness to deter what I said. Everything I said was truthful. It is a law that if violators who record telephone or other private conversations without consent of the other party, they can be fined up to $2,500 violation, as well as a 1-year prison sentence. And that is true. While all these are basic common sense on how you live in America, I think I'm dealing with people who don't have the capacity to understand how, how to respect basic common sense over my conversations. You cannot record someone in their home without them knowing. According to Penal Code 632, California is considered an all-party consent state. You must obtain consent from everyone in order to record a private conversation. You can't record private conversations in someone's home. So I bring this up because these allegations persist. I have said it in almost every podcast. And, it's dangerous. Yes. Some people would say, why don't you move? Something wrong with the building. The building is filled with criminals, peeping toms, and crazy people, and people who don't know how to live here or are dangerous people. The question is, yes, I am, and that is consideration to try to move. Because I want to live around people who know how to live in America and respect boundaries, not deal with some dangerous low-life hoodlums who think they have a right to intrude or say things that they're not legal, or say things that ain't true. They got some illness themselves. If they make up these stories, which I think the truth is they do. Okay, Penal Code 632, you can go to jail, brought eavesdropping and recording. If you do it without somebody, listen to someone's eavesdrop or listen to someone's conversation inside their home, you can go to jail without their permission. Same thing with 647, Penal Code 647. If you videotape or view with a camera or any type of device, cell phone or anything, inside someone's home, you know, install something or you know, on a window to listen or look in someone's home without their knowing, that's a misdemeanor. You can go to jail for these things. You can't record my conversations inside my living room, what I say, and from outside. But these, you know, my description of these people is that it's a terrible, evil people. They got some illness because, you know, I don't. The first thing that comes is factually show why they're these people are insane is or some serious mental problem that requires the police and mental health involvement is that I don't know these criminals. I don't know them at all. If you target somebody who you don't know, you must have a serious mental problem. You should be put in a hospital or potentially a prison because crazy, very sick, mentally ill people are capable of causing serious harm. We've seen that with Sally Hook and so on. They can get a gun and shoot, and they're not aware of it. They, you know, we don't want those people around who are capable of causing harm or committing some serious felony or hurting somebody substantially. Because of their illness, and that's what I'm attracting. They do have a building nearby, Cornerstone, whatever. They said they're from there. I don't want nothing to them to come over here. I said San Fernando Mental Health Center should do something if they're hanging out over there or whatever programs, because I'm not a part of that center. I never will. I don't want nothing to do with people with severe mental problems who are criminals because they're dangerous. If they say these stories all the time and in my building. Maybe they come over here. Maybe they hang out. I don't know. Talking about people having sex in their condos. I thought that was such a violation if that is true because if someone's, you know, I don't listen to all this shit, you know, when I go outside, particularly directly with these people. I try to be careful because, you know, when I told the LAPD, I have to show a picture. I have to show a picture of them. Or I have to tell the truth because I want to be safe. I don't want to deal with someone who's insane, who target me, who don't know me. Or someone who say that 20 years, they've been coming over here 20 years. I don't know them. I don't know why they come over here 20 years. That is too long. And if I don't know them, they have a severe mental problem. They should be locked in a hospital or something. But I don't hang out with people who have severe mental problems because they're not well enough and they're capable of serious harm, some of them. But I do believe they're pressing my buttons. I don't know why. When I hear this person say they need to learn how to mind their business, I'm like, well, you know, I think it's 12-year-olds or little children are taught to mind their business, and they do mind their business. Children, they should learn that when they are a child. And I know some of these are Latinos and Hispanic. They don't know how to live in this country. Maybe they're from another country. They shouldn't be living in America. They could get deported if they don't know how to live in this country. Some of these are African Americans. They should not be on the street coming over here. They should be arrested. They involved in some illegal stuff. I don't hang out with people who don't understand basic common sense. And I don't know these people, and they say these things to me, and they target me, which is a sign of a serious mental health issue. I'm very concerned about my health, and that's why I call the police, because when you have people out here doing this constantly, we have all these mass shootings all over the place, and crazy people shoot people for no reason. And I don't want to lose my life from a crazy person who I don't know or who think they have a right to do something that goes against the law. It's a form of domestic terrorism because I don't know a stranger or know somebody and who say crazy things and try to want to target me, follow me around who don't know, who I don't know. Then it's the reason that they think because I released an album or fame or fortune, they were talking about that. That is a side. I don't hang out with people like that. You know, it's not about, you know, this I've been talking about this so many times. So I have to keep the LAPD involved. I have told my board and so on, and the responses that I got were, it's not HOA business, or they didn't hear anything or see anything. I'm like, okay, maybe they're not around. But I told the truth, and they're aware of these situations. But the truth is, some people in this building, in this area, these people have serious mental health issues, and they're dangerous. They have dangerous propensities to commit crime. They don't know how to live in this country, and they're capable of causing harm. And if they don't get, if this don't be addressed by the HOA or addressed by the police to stop them from doing these things, some serious felony is going to happen. Robbery, burglary, or something even more serious. Someone could get hurt physically or mentally, seriously, physically, if they don't put these people behind bars or get them in a hospital. That's what happens. I don't know why. I know that part of it is racism. It's part of it is no excuse. If I don't know these people, and I don't, then something is wrong here. Two, when these people say that I put them on the street or whatever, that's a delusion that somebody's dangerous. That's somebody that it is mental illness. They're making up stories, okay? I never owned a building. I don't have the power to put somebody on the street, and that is a lie. They were living nearby out there on the street. I am concerned that there are a lot of mentally ill people, homeless, in you know, where I live, and they need to address this. Okay? But I bring these stuff up because I'm trying to protect myself. I'm, you know, the insane or someone who's not well enough to understand reality should not be living or walking the streets. Someone who don't know how to live in this country, if they're foreign or they come from another country and they don't understand how to basic common sense, mind your business. You should already learn that as a child. They don't know understand how to mind their business. They need to go to a mental hospital or prison, because they're going to do some harm. When people who don't know how to mind their business cause, that's why they're involved in lawsuits or they get arrested all the time. People who don't mind their business end up in prison, state penitentiary. They get in trouble with the law all the time. They don't know how to, troublemakers, they don't know how to deal with people. They should not be living around other people. And this is what I deal with all the time. I mean, I don't know why I attract this. I mean, I'm a well-rounded person. I respect other people. I don't go up to people or somebody because they have this or if I see something on it or whatever and go up to them and start following them around or something, because I'm not crazy or insane. As I said, Duma, I want them over here. They said they're from my hometown. I don't believe they are. They're just making up stories. I don't know how they get this information. Maybe they got it from on the internet, what I put about my music. Maybe they're doing that. Oh, that is crazy. I don't know. As I said before, I hang out with and deal with and like to be around people who are well and who understand basic common sense, who instinctively know how to respect other people's homes and boundaries and buildings, and don't go up to people or harass or say that they're looking in my home, which is illegal. That's a crime. I mean, it has to be addressed. But I think they're trying to press my buttons, and they say they're trying to get me to go crazy, to sell my home, and I think that's all true. They're trying to get me to go crazy, get sick. It's not going to happen with the sickness because I'm too well-rounded, high-functioning mentally. But, you know, and in the self-harassment is a crime. I did try to file restraining orders. I was told that to the police department. Yes, people probably who are listening to this said, well, I file a restraining order. I tried very hard to get these people file restraining orders, but it was very hard because I simply don't know these people. Now, these people do know me because they probably, you know, I look at them from outside in the car, and I don't even know who they are. I mean, who they are personally. They're wearing a type of blue shirt or black shirt in a specific kind of car, which I saw. You know, I don't know. I mean, we don't go up to strangers and harass strangers. We don't harass anybody. We don't target anybody, and I'm a stranger to them. So what's going to be addressed is the police, perhaps the FBI, because this is insanity. That way they can prevent another mass shooting or some dangerous felony from happening, because these people are too whacked to be around me, and they target me. 20 years coming over here and talking about what happened 20 years ago, that's insane itself. That's a very long time. They shouldn't be talking about something 20 years. They should have moved on for 20 years. That's what they said outside. They're living outside on the street or whatever. Something is wrong. Again, those laws of, as I pointed out, those allegations of voyeurism or looking at my home and listening to my private conversation inside the house, it is against the law. You can't do that. That's basic common sense. You need to learn how to live in America, or they could be deported. They don't, if they're from another country. They need to be locked up if they do this, because they're dangerous. They should be in the state penitentiary. As I said before, I don't deal with people who I don't know directly, because I don't know them. Unless I know them directly, then I deal with people. If you come across me and you don't know me, you have a serious mental problem. Something wrong with you. Seriously, somebody should get them help. If they know me or knew me from the past and coming over and don't tell me, don't talk to me, just come up to me sometimes and threaten me, something is wrong with this situation. I mean, God, I mean, you don't go, whether you know them or not, you don't go and harass somebody a long time or say you're going to do this and that to me for no apparent reason, no good reason. And the other question is, you know, some people will say, oh, what's wrong with me? This cannot be happening if I'm talking about it all the time. Now, I don't have no diagnosis that deal with, I don't have no delusional diagnosis. I am not lying. I had very bad experiences, as I said, with crazy people. I did try to work in psychology, which is not a good thing, because some people in, you know, clinical psychology with the clients or some have severe mental health issues that I cannot deal with. While most people with mental health issues are healthy and follow the law, most, there are a few which I'm talking about who come into my home who are not well and who are dangerous. You know, some people will say, oh, because I'm a star, I'm famous, or whatever. Well, that's no excuse, because I don't consider myself really that famous. I'm famous just being on the internet. There's no excuse to come over here and talk about my music or to look. There is no excuse to commit a crime. If they talk about me, oh, I don't like this type of person, whatever, and they say they're listening to my conversations inside my home. Again, I will never allow that. And for me to say it constantly, I had to go. I talked to detectives in the police department, because I am trying to sell my home, because I don't want to live in a building or a place where people say things that are crazy, or homeless, or people who think they have a right to trespass or say things that are criminal or misdemeanors. But, you know, it's just basic common sense. We can't, I don't know, if they think it's because I get more famous and they're going to use my private conversation, they're going to be in a lot of trouble, because that's a crime. It's not only a lawsuit, it's also illegal. we don't take what people say inside their home or whatever, because first of all, I think that you're delusional for making a, or have some serious psychosis for making up stories. That cannot happen, but if it is, it's against the law. You can't. No one can do that. I don't know why they would say this. It's insane. These people are insane. Some people would say, I shouldn't say these people are insane. These people are insane. When someone comes over and say they've been over here 20 years, they're insane, they're dangerous. When someone who I don't know say I put them on the street when I don't even know them and have never been a friend and don't own a home, they are insane. When someone who say they have, who think they can talk about looking inside my home constantly for years, or coming over here saying, or saying they listen to my conversation, they are insane and dangerous. There are people with mental health issues, and I'm no exception because I have bad experiences, you know, but I'm fine. I don't have no delusions. I'm not making up stories. But when I deal with people who have these people out on the street saying this, or people in the building, or who possibly could be doing these things that are illegal, they are seriously dangerous. Another thing is that I don't think they know how to live around. It's kind of like a terrorist kind of thing. They don't know how to live in this country. They don't know basic common sense. They need to have the police and the FBI involved so they can prevent the potential of a mass shooting or some kind of robbery or something. I talk about it all the time because everything I say is true, and because it doesn't make sense to me why these people haven't been locked up. It doesn't make sense to me why nobody is putting them in a prison or hospital. Because they're capable of serious harm. As I said, I don't want nobody from Cornerstone or Wellington coming over here. I say that from, because it is a homeless near Havenhurst and Sherman Way. And I used to work in that situation, and I don't want to be over there. They should not be coming over here from Havenhurst and Sherman Way, where that Cornerstone place is, or from any part of that center. I don't want no part of it. It was bad experiences, and I moved on. That was 20 years ago. And if they keep coming over here to talk about something that happened 20 years ago, they got to be deranged, and they got to get help. This building, too, this basic how you live around people, it is no excuse. Jealousy, I didn't nothing to be jealous about, or they don't have something against. I mean, if you're African-American, you're looking for a victim. Go back to where you come from. Because, you know, they will not tolerate no African American being targeted by any other person, black, white, or brown, who's crazy. There's no excuse to come over here with your illness. If you don't have what you want, you go to a psychiatrist. But I have to get the police involved until I can find another place to live, because it's just, that's that, you know. I don't want to see my life taken or some serious felony or deal with some deranged person who can't move on with their life, and I don't even know them. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.